Yeah, of power and
rain of power in love.
Yeah, man. Wow.
Do your thing. Do your thing. You've been doing your thing on top.
Spirit of love.
Yeah.
Spirit of love. This is a nice song, eh?
Beautiful
song.
I've been saying. You too. So, if Allah says in a talent, she just with talent and then being modest when she is there. Wait, 27 minutes after 8, it is Radio Veritas. The station that brings you the good news and great music for a change.
Yeah,
and playing in the background is freaking deep. The spirit of power and love. How do you make such a sound and then come up with such a title? How do the correlation? Please take your sheep. Your sheep somewhere.
The spirit of power and love. This song was inspired by our journey within the music industries. It's been 5 years. I mean, we've been consistent, and the love within us, Namachita, the spirit, the will of doing things, you know, like, it's so amazing. Like, I'm blessed to have these brothers with me, you know.
We're so blessed, blessed.
The guys are really hard workers, and the guys got this positive energy. It's so amazing. That's how we titled our songs. Like, we titled our songs based on the journey of, based on our genius musicians.
This is collectively 5 years. I want to ask individually, man. Scots. me and Scots have a rich history, by the way.
Really?
I remember back in the day, me and Scots used to walk.
We used to walk
from Molapo to Zondi. I was trying to get my radio stuff together while doing demos and stuff, and then Scott's night.
I was also busy with this music thing in the trigger. Hey, we used to walk for months.
we are good.
Paulito, this other producer, is also one of the greatest producers.
Yes, Paul. Yes, shout out to Paulito.
Shout out to him. Paul, we used to walk from Lapo. I used to walk from Shawela Flats to Mlapo to fetch Tiso no trigger, and then we'd walk from there to Dobsonville.
That's
the love of music right there. That's
even called teachers nowadays, you are called educators.
Perfect.
Excuse me,
I'm
still stuck in the 90s. So where did that inspiration come from, becoming an educator?
After matriculating, that was in 2010, I got to volunteer in an organization of people living with intellectual disability for 2 years, and the thing was to tried to serve the community for that 2 years before I could go to varsity. On that time, he mindset down me, we moved to Uti. Let me do mining engineering at that time. So eventually, while I was teaching these kids, I discovered that, you know, it's the thing for me. I was born to do it.
That's your calling. Okay.
So the mining engineering thing was inspired by my dad because he did it. So I want to follow the path.
Yeah.
So eventually then I ended up saying, you know what, this is it. I'm taking this Darko Blue.
Wow. That's been so far so good. You are an educator, Gopi Manje?
At the moment in Sebulani Secondary School.
Okay. So what we say?
Yes.
Many years.
I'm pretty sure there are some students who are taller than you.
No.
They are taller than him. I'm
So you teach high scholars?
Yeah, high scholars.
So that's brave.
Grade 10, 11, and 12.
That is very brave.
Which subject?
It's physics. Physics and cat,
just imagine.
That's the mind of him. We are sitting with a tremendous
that
amount
is powerful.
Of talent in the room
now.
Definitely. And then I'm a chance. guys, you should know. Yeah. Scots, Nokombas, Ebalasha Ibot.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Gents. No ways.
So not only music, not only teaching, you're also in the food business.
Yeah, yeah, true, bro. Yeah, true.
How did that happen?
How did that come about?
The food thing was inspired by we used to work a restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah. We used to be chef. I was a chef. Scott was a barista.
A barista.
Yeah, he was a barman.
Oh, a bar. Yeah,
I was a barista.
Really?
Barman.
I can see.
A barman.
I don't know this.
No, there's barman and a barista.
Oh, there's a barman and a barista.
Yeah, he was both.
And a mixer.
And a mixer as well.
And a mixer.
Yeah. A barista.
A mixer is the one who deals with cocktails, okay. Your cordials, yeah, and so forth, yeah. And so then barista is a person who deals with hot beverages, your coffee, your Latinos, and so forth. Yeah.
So nina entlek masenito, okay, yeah. You decide to host people at your house.
Yeah.
Better yonki into you've got the music, you've got the pots, you've got the drinks in order. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's.
You really don't need to outsource any service.
No, as you know, as independent artists, we have to find other ways of funding our ourselves.
Yeah, true, true.
And the skill as well, you know, because we were making a lot of money for the company we were working for. The experience, as it's all up, we didn't go to school to get the skill.
Self-taught,
you see. Yeah. So we realized that the love for cooking as well, it grew over there. So we decided when we quit here, we need to start something in future. Yeah. So that's when things grow. Yeah. When we met Abu Trigger and Abu Mbali, and
started like attending these markets. We're selling, we sell the markets predominantly, but we're looking to have our own store pretty soon. Yeah, we're looking to rent our own store because it's not only because it's what we want, it's what the public wants. Exactly. Because people really enjoy
it's about
our
saving,
food. It's about saving the community and looking to create jobs for other people. For sure.
So, what's your specialty?
Seafood.
Kill me now!
Sushi King.
Favorite.
Yeah, seafood and snacks as well.
Oh, seafood and snacks as well. Snacks.
Cheese.
Imagine.
Oh, seafood, word! I'm. Yeah, no, you guys are like, sure.
So tonight, guys, you have a.
Tonight we have our very
first ever event
in collaboration with Blue Box Production. It's a production company based in the East Rand. Big up to the guys for recommending us.
What's happening?
Our very first event at Rocafella. It starts at 2 p.m. till late 2 a.m. So today what we're doing today is like we're giving platform to upcoming artists like ourselves. Yeah. Like we're trying to show the world that there's talent out there that's hidden, you know. Like we're trying to get the guys out there to be well known. I mean, those guys are also producers of music as well. So like we need to get the talent out there as much as we can. So that's how the event came about. It's us providing upcoming artists, giving them platform and teaching people the importance of being a DJ, a music producer. I mean, like, what I've noticed nowadays, people don't really respect the art form as is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people respect more people who do live music more than DJs, you know. There's no order within the DJ community. So that's what we're trying to instill within our people's mind, that, no, this is also an art form. You can also make a living with this. It's somebody else's career, man, to be specific.
For your music to be known out there, it's for a DJ to play it.
That's the reality.
So they don't give them that much
credit.
So we feel that there's no much credit given to the DJ. So that's what we came here to do. We're not only musicians, we're also here to develop people's skills.
And the plan as well is to profile graphic designers as well. We're planning on putting them together, because you know, when you do an event, you do the visuals as well. So people do an event, they don't credit the designer. So we've seen
like that. I want to flyer say Pumile.
Come on, graphic design faga man.
Yeah, I think it's what I've noticed with events. Noticed is over the years, like I've never seen like in a praise I post a flyer maybe I want a flyer idlala I rolling kuluga be promoting event. So I feel that graphic designers are not given enough credit as well as people who make the event happen. You know, like they also as important as the entertainers of for the event at that time, you know. So I also believe that we need to profile the guys as well, get to familiarize them with the people out there. So yeah, they know. So for them to also imagine their business and grow within the business,
yeah.
Designing
and make people understand the value of the visual side of things. Yeah. Because
it never happens. It never happens. I mean. Yeah. This is the first time you guys...
So we're all about conceptualizing. Yeah. We always bring up concepts, something that's never been done before.
You know, exactly.
Like we're trying our best to come up with new ideas.
And bring solutions as well.
Bring solutions as well. Yeah. Not just sit and complain about stuff and then you don't come up with.
Yes.
So we are all about bringing solutions. We are all about uplifting each other and the community at large.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Lee.
That's us.
Uzwile, Baba.
He
just mentioned, we complain.
Don't just see.
The council.
This guy has been my motivational speaker.
We had a project.
We had a project in
2 years ago. I wanted you just to do something for
me. It's amazing how this world is so small.
Yeah, I was about to say that, you know what?
Very, very small.
Everybody's so interconnected.
And I didn't ask you, through who?
Through my cousin, Osipo. But then I met you through my mother. But when I won't echo, I wait, it's fun, you know. I met this guy through the old lab. But I'm Zanga, Sibin, and this was kind of good. This cloud is networking at him in Anoline. Until there's a time my cousin came and told me that about this program Lee was running of motivational speaking. And I was really interested since Momuju Nami or concerned about cooling a community and the upliftment of our people. You know. So when my cousin told me about this organization, I had to be part of the organization. So that's how I came to Lee and spoke with Uli, and I've learned so much from Uli.
The positive youth of South Africa.
Was that the project?
Yeah, that was the project.
Yeah. It's still the project.
Still pushing. Good to know people, they take you into mind when they started to see things, materialistic things. So Pake Modengu will end up coming. The concept was launched, and people, they could tell. So I gave people some chance to go and explore in billions up, because you know, we always want thing our lives. Yeah. So, spinning billions they do. So, Bahambili, when a positive youth of South Africa, you will take the world by storm, I'm telling you.
Yeah. So, we're also one of the people from a positive youth of South Africa.
I'm a product to a call.
Yeah. 8:39
Freakin' Deep is in the studio. Freakin' Deep live right here on Radio Veritas, right here on the T Junction. You can give them a call and show them love on 011-452-7115. Now, second track, guys. What's the second track called?
It's called Video Man.
Video Man. Why Video Man? Explain.
Actually, the coming about of Video Man, we were busy playing video games virtually over Scots, and so after playing video games, we wanted to go to the studio and use a figure ubabaga the Scots, and carrying a camera available. So we thought that okay, the track that we're gonna do, we're gonna call it Video Man. It's gonna have the effects of gaming effects and also the merging of Fitty Powers now, just to come up with something.
As you know, we are people who always conceptualize, like I said earlier. We always try to be unique as much as we can. So video games is what I love. I love video games.
Okay.
So that's how it came about, Video Man. It's our music, our title, they all derive from everything that inspires us and about our life journey as well. So
what's your favorite video game?
My favorite video game at the moment is Gran Turismo. I've been playing Gran Turismo.
Gran Turismo. Gran Turismo.
Like Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is one of those classical games. Nobody can get over a Pac-Man, especially the more fun and I'm only fanatic. I'm a video. Pac-Man will always remain. It's classic. It's timeless.
Street Fighters will always
remain. Yeah. I know, but Pac-Man is the one.
As long as it's been on my flight, I like stages.
Adventurous. Pac-Man is the original OG from the times when we used to go to those shops.
I say
Video Man
transformed into a track. Freakin' Deep, right here on Radio Veritas.